This is Ozarks at Large. Stakeholders have more time to comment on enforcing a permanent ban on medium to large-scale industrial swine farms under the Buffalo River watershed. The Arkansas Pollution Control and Ecology Commission extended the comment period. 400 people submitted comments before that extension supporting a ban. Only the Arkansas Pork Producers Association and Arkansas Farm Bureau submitted opposition during the initial comment period. John Bailey is the director of the Farm Bureau's Environmental and Regulatory Affairs.
Farm Bureau, back on whenever the original comment period was open for the permanent moratorium, requested that that the commission reevaluate or rethink the finalizing it until the Big Creek Research and Extension team's final report is out, so that the public has the opportunity to review it in hopes that sound science dictates policy and regulation for the state of Arkansas.
5 years ago, the Big Creek Research and Extension team at the University of Arkansas began to evaluate the impact of C&H hog farms in Newton County. The new farm, now in the process of closing, had been permitted to house over 6,000 hogs. The farm is adjacent to Big Creek, which flows into the Buffalo National River. The team measured nitrogen, phosphorus, sediment, and bacteria levels in the environment from pasture-applied liquid swine waste. The 900-page final report concluded that C&H hog farms had not contributed significantly to downstream pollution. Bailey says that study proves a point.
These regulations and policies should be based upon sound science, not emotion. And so that's what Farm Bureau's policy is, and that's what we move forward with.
Gordon Watkins, president of the Buffalo River Watershed Alliance, which supports a permanent ban, says his organization interprets the Big Creek Research Team study results differently.
That any future applications of swine waste or of nutrients, period, not just swine waste, but any future applications of any nutrients on those fields, the C&H fields, was going to have to be managed very carefully because of the already excessive levels of phosphorus in those fields.
Both poultry and swine waste is routinely spread on farm fields in North Arkansas as fertilizer for hay pastures, which can, during heavy rains, flush into underground and surface waterways.
If you look at the charts, and particularly in Chapter 7, there's a chart that compares the cumulative load in Big Creek of nitrates and phosphorus, comparing the upstream and the downstream monitoring stations. And it's obvious from those comparing those two that the upstream and downstream stations were identical until C&H began to apply waste. And then the downstream station immediately took a spike. And at the end of 5 years, there were over 5,000 tons of dissolved phosphorus that had been accumulated in that five-year period.
Watkins says, however, the report doesn't point to any specific source for the excess nutrient pollution. Public comment period has been extended through January 21st.